Squiggio plays whatever the he wants, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Radio Days 1.5, and a repost of episode number 4, Go Sports Team. So as you heard on Radio Days number 1, B104, the station that I listen to all day, every day, went off the air, so I had to occupy my time with some new radio, because after all, I was a child of radio at that point. Suddenly, my days were filled with talk radio, and of course, Orioles games on the radio at night, and talk programs talking about the Orioles. At that time, we didn't have the Ravens, and nobody really cared about the Redskins, or the Washington Capitals for that matter, or at least I didn't. So that's where I spent a lot of my days. So this is a repost of episode number 4 from way back in the first season, where I played sports-related things. And then next week, there's going to be a brand new episode. I'm going to label that one Radio Days 1.99, where I'm going to play more songs about talk and interviews and things like that.
The Tunes Network presents, in association with Rock and Radio, The Wall of Sound.
I'm such a G, it's pathetic. Here comes the big-headed nigga that's dipping, sipping on Kovacier. Goddamn, I must have the floss today. Now pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. So I'm chasing bitches like Tom Chase Jerry. I put the pedal to the floor in my two-tone Ford Explorer. You know how it's done. Sounds bumping, ain't that something? Jumped on the 110. She's flying in the blazer like Ghost Speed Racer, but I ain't gonna chase her like Racer X. But I won't flex till it's time to have sex. So when you wanna get together, cause you know a nigga like me is down for whatever. When I was little, I didn't wanna be like Mike. I want to be like Ike, cause Papa was a Rolling Stone in the 60s, and he liked green just like Bill Bixby. Told me that my best friend was a 10 and a 20. Pockets never skinny. Played Let's Get It On in the living room. And when he got drunk, you better give him one. Cause he'll turn the party out saying this is my motherfucking house. And y'all got to go through the dough. And if you can't find the dough, he'll help you with the fofo. Talking much shit on the grass and straight down the blast. I'm still in my PJs, he's in a turtleneck sweater. And we down for whatever. Solid pro is down for whatever. The Don Jaguar is down for whatever. Yeah. And it don't seem to stop. Now, I don't talk a lot of shit, but when it's time to get busy with these hoes, let's go. Cause I'd rather see a skinhead dead than my niggas wearing blue or red. Cause I got the gift to hit them hoes swift, and I'm smelling like a fifth of something. Yeah, that's right. I'm standing in the stove. Koreans act so nice. Cause I got potentials to blow up a Winchell's donut. And you know what? I'm cool like that, like diggable planet. But don't take a nigga for granted, cause whether it's a vertical or the LA foe, you just don't know that this rapping ass nigga will change with the weather and be down for whatever. And I'm down. Creep. And I'm down for whatever. Bump it in your Jeep.
And now, Squiggio plays whatever the he wants, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can go to squiggio.tunes.com and tell him what he's doing wrong, or make a request, but he's likely not going to listen to you, or even take the time to respond, so you'd better just sit down and take it like the silly little woman you are.
Thank you. I think most people have found their way over to Happy Gilmore. He's been the talk of the course today with his huge drives and his amazingly bizarre behavior. He's on the 17th green right now, having a little trouble closing out his day.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Send him home. Just send him home. Time to go home there, ball.
Son of a bitch, ball. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Suck my white ass, ball!
Thank you.
is used to warn anyone standing or moving in the flight of a golf ball. It is believed to have been derived from the term forecaddy, a caddy waiting down the range from the golfer to find where the ball lands. These caddies were often warned about oncoming golf balls by a shout of the term forecaddy, which was eventually shortened to just four. I tried to utilize this concept in episode number 4 of the Echo and Squig show, literally using it to play songs about golf, but of course very quickly found there weren't a whole lot of songs about golf, and then me and Echo were doing that babbling thing that I told you often happens on my shows. So we're expanding a little bit for episode number 4 of the podcast, coming up the only actual golf song I know. That last song was the theme song from Happy Gilmore, so technically not a golf song. This one does have a direct golf connection. After that, a sport that I know more about, I do go to a fair bit of Orioles games. So we'll hear the quintessential baseball song, and then things a little more loosely based upon baseball after that.
I got big balls. Big old balls. Biggest grapefruits, big as pumpkins, yes sir, yes sir. And I'm a really good days. They swell to the size of small dogs. My balls are as big as small dogs. But it ain't bragging if it's true, yes sir, yes sir. It ain't bragging if it's true. Muhammad Ali said that back when he was a young man, back when he was Cassius Clay, before he fought too many fights and left his brain inside the ring. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. I got a friend whose goal in life was to one day go down on Madonna. That's all he wanted, that was all, to one day go down on Madonna. And when my friend was 34, he got his wish in Rome one night. He got to go down on Madonna in Rome one night in some hotel. And ever since he's been depressed, cause life is shit from here on in. And all our friends just shake their heads and say too soon, too soon, too soon. He went down on Madonna too soon, too young, too young, too soon, too soon. And it ain't bragging if it's true, yes sir, yes sir. It ain't bragging if it's true. Muhammad Ali said that back when he was Cassius Clay, before he fought too many fights and left his brain inside the ring. And sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. If certain girls don't look at you, it means that they like you a lot. If other girls don't look at you, it just means they're ignoring you. How can you know? How can you know? Which is which? Who's doing what? I guess that you can ask them. Which one are you, baby? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? And all you need to do that is one good pair of big balls. Balls as big as grapefruits. Balls as big as pumpkins. Balls as big as mine. But even though my balls are big, sometimes I wish they were bigger. Even bigger. Big as the wheels on tractors. Big as the golden arches. Big as the golden gate bridge. Big as the state of Kansas. Big as Mars and Jupiter. Big as the swing of Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
We're both. Sleep on it.
Will you love me forever?
Let me sleep on it. cause in the dark, you can see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you I always share. When the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever, that I'll always be a friend. Could not go that much, stick it out till the end. Now I train.
Things and things to take.
That is a song from Broadway's Pippin, which interestingly now is kind of the pump up the crowd, the Orioles game is about to start video that plays on the Jumbotron. I believe that derives from way back in the day. There was this whole Orioles magic thing, like Orioles magic, make it happen.
Orioles magic, hear it happen.
Magic happens.
But anyway, let's go into some songs that are often used to hype up the crowd. Again, I'm using the Orioles as my source material. I've not been to any football games, but I would guess that at football games and at baseball games around the world, they're probably playing Harry Belafonte Deo, but just the Deo part. And it infuriates me because all that happens is the audience repeats back with Deo instead of Deo. So here's the full song the way it's supposed to be.
Deo! Deo! Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, oh. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Deo.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is that day, is that day, is that day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Thank you. than digging a ditch. There ain't no telling who you might be. A movie star, or maybe even a Indian chief.
At the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah.
Come on and sing it with me.
Car wash.
Sing it with the feeling down.
Car wash, yeah.
Some of the work gets kind of hard, and this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool, and the boss don't mind sometimes if you act a fool.
At the car wash,
oh, 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 oh. Talking about the car wash,
yeah.
Come on y'all and sing it for me.
Car wash.
Seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
If I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car washed today.
Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us a play.
Carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up the mirror, sweet, sweet, baby.
Living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm going up the mirror, sweet, sweet, baby. Whoa, let's lose our minds and go.
Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
Everybody loves duck sauce. Is this amazing? Is this amazing?
The only football related song I play in here, and again, I haven't been to Ravens games here, but I have watched a fair bit of Ravens games on TV, and you always hear the bass line of that playing in the background and the audience singing the oh 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 along with it, but I've heard it at an Orioles game as well, so there you go. Let's finish now with the ultimate sports anthems. I have no idea why I waited all the way until the end of the show for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Get ready!
Sentence. but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
Squiggio is done playing whatever the he wants for now.
Remember when we used to party count for the street?
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
What's the matter, Crikey?
Well, not everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Look,
we've been working together long enough for me to know when there's something wrong.
I don't see how.
Easy, you're very one-dimensional. Well, you're not talking about being in a bar, so I know there's something wrong.
I see how they say. Maybe I was in a bar last night. How you like them apples?
Were you in a bar last night?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Are you hungover?
Well, it's not... Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm hungover.
You're not hungover.
That's right. Crikey's had a really bad night, that's all.
Crikey, you seem off today. Are you sure you're all right? This doesn't seem like a hangover.
I'm perfectly fine. Look, I'm just, you know, things are in my head. Brain meats and whatnot.
We know you don't have any brain meats. Talk to me.
Right.
What's wrong?
Well, it's like this, right? How close are you with your family?
I'm very close with my family. I've got one brother, and we're very close, actually.
Oh, a brother. Well, then.
Brother? Did someone say brother? I'm looking for my brother.
That's right. She said brother. Who the hell are you, then?
I'm Echo, brother.
Well, Crikey, I've got good news. I think you've finally done something right.
Oh, great.
That's Echo. He's your in search of.
Oh, there's always a first for everything. Now, what the hell are you in search of, then, Mr. Echo? The hell kind of name is that?
I told you, brother. I'm looking for my brother. Brother and mother named me that, brother.
Right, well, let's get on with this, then. We'll go find this brother, and I think I might have a few fellows over here might be able to help. Right, well, all we got here is these two gentlemen here. We got Hulk Hogan and the Nacho Man. And what they're from, they're the wrestlers, and they're always talking about people's brothers, so hopefully they can help you find your brother. They're part of the local organized sports entertainment recreation, right? So I'll just leave you to them then, right? Fuck off, all you. See you later. Crocky's got to go figure a few things out.
All right, see you later, brother.
You know what, brother? We're gonna go in there. We're gonna put him in the spinning pile driver anal crush. I can't wait to wrap my arms around their necks. And then I'm gonna lift him up into the air and look square into his anal eyes. And it's gonna be great. And I'll slide his body against mine, and the friction and the heat will make him pass out and scream in agony. He'll be like, oh, stop it. Stab it, Nacho Man. And I'm like, no, you're going to take it hard. What are you going to do, Hoagie?
Well, you know something? That's why I like you as my tag team partner, brother.
You always know what's going on. You and me, we know how to take care of these guys. And not only that...
Yeah, take care of them by little jerking off and slamming around the ring.
Right, alright.
We know how to satisfy our men, don't we, brother?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's right. Our general manager tried to make this a 3-on-2 tag team match.
And we said no, we gotta have every hole filled. I mean, spot.
That's right. So who did we get? We got this other guy.
Yeah, this felt little man named Echo.
What's going on, brother?
Right, right, yeah.
Wonderful.
But, you know, so we're not going to take it. You see that? We're...
Yeah! We're going to give it to the opponents. We're going to give it to them hard. We're going to give it to them fast and veiny.
You want to stand between me and him?
Sure, no problem, brother.
Yeah, come on over here. I'll put my arm around you. So we're going to take them out there, and we're just going to pull their pants down and teach them a lesson.
Right. That's exactly what we're going to do. You ready to go out there and go take care of those guys?
Oh, we're going to give them a spanking and a pounding. And a pounding. And a pounding, brother. Because you know what? We're here for the pain. And the pleasure.
Sunday, in the world's largest cage, rimmed with razors and rattlesnakes, it's a six-way secret Hell in a Cell match where Nacho Man, Hulk Hogan, and Gay Echo will face an informidable team of people that they're not sure about, and neither am I. Stay tuned for the next episode of Insertion.
You said it, brother.